What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disc Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Kingdom Hearts 3. Loads of information kind of dropped over the weekend. We had the Kingdom Hearts Orchestra. We then got E3. So at the Microsoft show, we got to see a brand new trailer for the Frozen World and a few other bits and pieces. There are going to be some more information coming up at probably during the Square Enix and probably the PS4 one. Was it at the time of recording? This is going to be as up-to-date as we can have it, but I'm sure we'll have some more, another episode next week with even more Kingdom Hearts news. It's going to be on the things. But first off, the big one really was the release dates. The release date has officially been revealed. Was it January 29th, 2019? So, slip back from the 2018 release window, which is what they said originally. So, there's been a lot of talk about, oh no, it's been delayed again. It's like, well, technically, they had never released a date. Now, it is delayed 29 days, because it could have come out on the 31st of December, and they technically would have been right before that. So, a month delay, I'm not really that sort of, like, oh no, this is awful. It's like, okay, it actually happened, the exact same thing happened to 2.8.
Yeah, and for me, I've got two kind of views on this. On the one hand, yeah, they never released a date, so technically it's only been delayed like twice. Technically it's only been delayed twice. Sure, they told us 2018. It's really 2019, very early in 2019, so whatever. We're tiny little thing to complain about. On the other hand, people have been waiting for a proper Kingdom Hearts sequel, not a DS game, not a mobile game, a proper Kingdom Hearts sequel since 2005 in Japan, 2006 in America. Yeah, technically there are no delays, but at the same time, it's been more than 10 years. We're coming up, even if you go by the Japanese date, we're coming up on 15 years.
I mean
it'll be out before the 15-year mark, because that would be 2020. But yeah, whether or not it's been delayed is completely beside the point. It's been so freaking long. And granted, neither of us were playing it back then. No. We both only got into Kingdom Hearts very, very recently, and even we're kind of going, get on with it already. We want to see where this goes. So yes, technically it's only been delayed twice now, but
it's annoying.
In any.
I mean, we originally was expecting like a November release, like the Christmas type, and so it might have only been pushed back a couple of months. I'd rather they do push a game back a few months and make sure it's proper before they release it. You know, lots of games, you know, even God of War only this year had like, I think it was like a month delay at the last minute. It's not uncommon. I'd rather they do that to make the game better. I do not want day one patches. I don't want them, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So there are fours and against it. I'm glad we've got a date. It's looking like it's pretty much set. You know, that still gives them 6 months to work on tweaking it. There was some people playing it. They flew out a load of some of the big YouTubers in the last couple of weeks out to try it, to show off some footage and stuff from that. And there was a little bit of feedback from them about some things needing some tweaking. I know they've been, some of them are going, oh, you caused, it's like, no, they didn't cause the delay. They may have just given them some constructive criticism that maybe needed some tweaking. But generally, I think this was happening anyway, because they've been very coy with releasing that date.
Right. And there's also kind of a slight side effect to this. Not a huge one, but one thing that I found interesting here was they announced this, the trailer came at the Microsoft conference.
Yeah.
Now, Kingdom Hearts, at least 1 and 2, have always been PlayStation games. We did know Kingdom Hearts 3 was coming to Xbox, but I was still kind of hoping, for people who maybe haven't owned a Sony console, who didn't own Kingdom Hearts when they did have a Sony console, that they would announce Kingdom Hearts 1.5, 2.5, 2.8 for Xbox fans, are for people who never had a PlayStation, so they would have the chance to play through these at least 1 and 2, you know, before Kingdom Hearts 3 came out. If that was going to happen, I would assume they would have announced that at the Microsoft conference, because it would have been like, here's the trailer for Kingdom Hearts 3, which we'll start talking about in a second. And then, by the way, here's 1.5, 2.5, and 2.8 out at this time. At this point, if those games were coming out for the Xbox, we would have heard about it. But because of the delay, I think we can kind of read between the lines right now, which is they don't have any resources to dedicate to anything other than Kingdom Hearts 3. Yeah. They do not want anybody distracted on side projects right now. So, unfortunately, if you are an Xbox and Nintendo only, haven't played on a Sony console, or did not play Kingdom Hearts on a Sony console, you've got some YouTube watching to do, because I guarantee you Kingdom Hearts 3 will make no sense at all if you just jump in.
I don't think it'll make any sense even if you've played all the other games.
It will make slightly more sense. But yeah, with that in mind, let's actually go ahead and talk about Kingdom Hearts 3 now.
So the trailer, gonna be honest, not great. There was a problem with it, and that was the sound. The dubbing was off, the sound effects seemed off, a lot of the major streams, people have been picking up on it, and a lot of people go, hold on a minute, this is your biggest, this is E3, it needed to be ready. However, you know, Frozen and Tangled looked like they were just from the movie. I mean, they've got to that point now where the actual video effects, that, you know, if you said to me, actually, that the team behind the movies have made them, that's what it looks like. Because this is like picture in picture.
Although I wasn't sure if Elsa was being voiced by Idina Menzel or not. It sounded like she wasn't, which was kind of a little bit of a thing. I didn't actually notice any issues with the sound, but I wasn't paying that close attention. It was the first time, I think, as far as I know, it was the first time that we've seen any Kingdom Hearts 3 material in English, though.
No, we've had a few.
Okay.
We've had quite a few trailers now over the time done it, but the dubbing is a Japanese movie, so there's always
it is.
I mean, I put on the Xbox presentation on the big screen. I thought, well, it's on at 9 o'clock at night, so it's quite a good time thing. I thought maybe, fingers crossed, we get to see something. You know, we might see some kind of. I was not expecting when Kingdom Hearts came up. I was like, whoa. The first time it's been on an Xbox console, it was on the big stage, exactly where it needed to be. I mean, a Tangled bit looks great. There was also lots of footage of just a bit of gameplay thrown in there. There was lots of just generic kind of all the Kingdom Hearts characters. You know, we get Aqua at the end looking like she's gone rogue. And if you're a big Kingdom Hearts fan, a lot of this will be like, you know, watching a few ones where they're like, oh, this is happening. I'm not at that point where, you know, all these characters, there's so much going on in this thing. I like playing it and I enjoy playing the game, but some of these characters and what's going on with it is so deep. I'm just not at that level. I'm like, oh, Olaf.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've talked about this before, kind of joked about it, honestly, but you know, there are, two entirely different segments of gaming population when it comes to Kingdom Hearts. There's the guys like you and me who are like, this is a fun game. I like what they're doing. I enjoy seeing the Disney elements and seeing my Disney characters interacting and all that fun stuff. But once the game is done, it's done, and we move on and we go on to something else. And then there is a completely different subset of gaming where Kingdom Hearts is life, basically. It has consumed some gamers ever since the first Kingdom Hearts game, and it has become an obsession for them. That's perfectly legitimate. You know, I'm not there. I'm never going to get there. But if people want to deep dive into this and, you know, try to piece together the story such as it is, more power to them. I do think that this trailer actually was perfectly fine for that first subset, though, where you're just kind of like, oh, cool, it's Olaf, it's Rapunzel, it's Hercules, and so on. And it was a very good, quick trip through various worlds that we're going to see. It got me hyped up to be like, oh, I want to see what they're going to do with that. I want to see where we're going to go with that. I want to play with these characters. I want to interact with Wreck-It Ralph and all that stuff. And for a trailer to get us ready for the game, and this might be the first interaction some people have with the game simply from this conference, because of the Microsoft and Sony fanboy, whatever. This
Yeah.
This did what it needed to do, sound issues aside.
I think we're gonna see a lot more from Kingdom Hearts over the next couple of days from E3. So this is just the start of it. But I thought the trailer did very well. It looks amazing. We kind of all thought Frozen was gonna be coming in. I'm glad it's in there. And you know, this is a different thing as well. I'm glad they are pushing the Disney factor a lot more stronger, because I think that needed it to be done. I think, especially with the lack of Disney games, then that being the forefront of these characters and interacting, that needs to be sold. We're in a different era of, like, from the original Kingdom Hearts, where they've got to put over that this is the Frozen game and you've got Tangled and all the rest of it. This is not, if you're after Gears of War and all the rest of it, this is a different kind of game. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited about it. Like I said, it's that kind of thing of like, ooh, because we mentioned on Discord, between The Incredibles and Spider-Man, that might be it for 2018. And of course, Kingdom Hearts has slipped back. There's like, ooh, this is a major Disney video game, and it's just there, but you can't quite play it yet.
And we've talked about in the past, too, where this Kingdom Hearts 3 would have been a very good, solid November release, just in time for, mommy and daddy to pick this up for their kids. Although I expect, considering the history of the title, the majority of people who are going to pick this up are going to be themselves, and they're going to be in their mid-20s or older at this point because of how long it's been.
Yeah, it's going to be, I was going to say, it's going to be a big, busy period. Sort of the January, February is becoming a very popular hotbed for getting games out now. It's there's a lot of stuff that was announced already by Microsoft and EA about stuff coming out. It's a crowded time just as much.
Oh yeah, this year and into early 2019, so many games.
Yes, there's a lot out there. But we'll have to know what you guys thought of the Kingdom Hearts 3 trailer and the release date being pushed back. Let us know your thoughts on it. Again, we'll be talking about more Kingdom Hearts next week, I'm sure, for it with some of the things from E3. Let us know in the comments below. Check us out over at DiskKingdom.com. Like, subscribe, follow whichever platform. James, where can they find you?
HeroicLegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Laters.